弃偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。
5. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords.
然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Okay, then let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 25 to 30.
我们再翻到第十章25到30节。
Again, let the English speaking people read verse 25 and the Chinese speaking read 26, okay? Are you ready? Okay, eat anything sold in the meat market without raising question of conscience.
因为地和其中所充满的都属乎主。
27. If some unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience.
若有人对你们说这是献过祭的物，就要为那告诉你们的人因为良心的缘故不吃。
Okay, verse 29. The other man's conscience, I mean, not yours.For why should my freedom be judged by another's conscience?
我若谢恩而吃，为什么我谢恩的物被人毁谤呢？
Okay, again, a test.
另外一个小的考试。
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 10, is that okay for Gentile Christians to eat meat offered to the idols?
按照哥林多前书第八章第十章里面所记载，信主的外邦人可不可以吃祭偶像的东西？
Yes or no?
可不可以？
Yes. With some condition, but then I say yes, right?
大致来讲是可以的。
Okay. Therefore, contradiction in the Bible. How can you follow it?
是不是圣经里面有矛盾呢？怎么样遵守圣经的教训呢？
Is that really contradiction?
是不是彼此矛盾？
Now, here's a very important principle, a very important way.When we apply the biblical data in our daily life.
这有很重要的原则，怎么样把圣经里面的记载放在我们日常的生活。
Bible has unchanging principles.
圣经里面有不改变的原则。
Okay, the principles mentioned in the Bible are valid, always, never change.
圣经里面所说的原则是永远适用，永远不改变。
However,
可是
when this unchanging, when this absolute principle is applied to different conditions,
可是当圣经里面绝对的原则应用在不同的方向方面，
it come out with different precepts,
可能有不同的命令。
Therefore we see even though the precepts in Acts chapter 15 and 1 Corinthians are not identical, but theprinciple behind them is the same, identical, is unchanging.
虽然这命令在罗马书跟哥林多前书里面所说不一样，可是它后面的原则应该是一样。
那使徒行传15章跟哥林多前书 ，OK. Now, what is the principle?
什么原则呢
？The unchanging principle is this.
它不改变的原则就是这个。
Christian may eat food.Offer to the idols, provided it does not offend other persons.
基督徒可以吃祭偶像的东西，假如他吃的时候并不伤害任何其他的人。
Let me say that again. Christian may eat food offered to the idols, but not to cause offense.
基督徒假如不造成一些侵害到别人的话，他可以去吃祭偶像的东西。
Therefore, we see this principle operative in the Bible.
所以我们看到这个原则这样子运用在圣经里面。
But when this principle is applied in a situation in Acts chapter 15,
可是当这个原则用在使徒行传第十五章。
Okay, let me give you a small test.
给你一个另外一个小考试。
To whom the letter of Acts chapter 15 was addressed?
使徒行传十五章受信的人是哪些人？
To whom? To whom that letter was sent?
Jewish.
Is it? 外邦人 Gentile where which Gentile everybody Jerusalem Antioch the letter was sent to the Gentile in Antioch Syria and Cilicia
这个信是送给当时外邦的使徒、外邦的信徒，在安提阿跟
叙利亚、
还有基利基加的。
Okay, this place. Now, what other situation there?
他们当时还有什么其他的情况
？Okay, let me give you some data from the Bible first.
我先给你们圣经一点记载。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
我们翻到
说 Acts chapter 15.
翻到使徒行传第十五章。
The passage we read earlier, Acts chapter 15, verse 19 to 21.
我们刚刚念的这一章，我们十五章第九十九节到二十一节。
Okay. Acts 15, 19 to 21. But I'd like to call your attention. Okay, I won't call your attention yet. I'm going to ask you.
我要问你们在十五章十九二十一节。
In the speech of James, the brother of the Lord, the brother of Jesus,
在雅各就是主耶稣的兄弟里面所说的话里面。
What reason did James give to forbid Gentile Christian from eating food offered to idols?
他所说的话根据什么？
什么原因？什么原因他禁止外邦人不可以吃祭偶像的东西 ？What the reason?他有没有说？怎么说 ？How do you say in the Bible? For 因为二十一节对不对？因为 verse 21 for okay that gives the reason why James said I propose we write letter to the Gentile Christian in Antioch in Syria and Cilicia ask them to abstain from eating food offered to idols because what?Because Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest time and is read in synagogue on every Sabbath.
因为雅各说他写信给安提阿叙利亚的人叫他们禁戒吃祭偶像的原因是因为在摩西的书在当时在各地方都有人诵读。
What did he say?
他所说是什么呢
?From that we know in Antioch, in Syria and Cilicia, there are many conservative, hard-headed Israelites.Conservative, hard-headed Jewish people living there.
他意思就是说，在安提阿、叙利亚跟基利加这些地方，当时有很多很保守的或者顽固派的犹太人。
That's the reason why, from of ancient time, the Book of Moses has been read every Sabbath in their synagogue.
所以为什么当时的摩西的书在每个安息日在会堂有人诵读
？Not only from the inside Bible, but from outside Bible. Today we have documents.We have historical evidences to show in Antioch, in Syria and Cilicia, there were great number of Jews living with Gentiles.
在不但是圣经的记载，而且从历史的记载文件里面，我们发现，在当时在安提阿、叙利亚和基利加这个地方，有很多犹太人跟外邦人一起。
And then particularly those Jews who lived in Antioch, Syria and Cilicia are very conservative, very.
特别当这个三个地方所有的犹太人都是非常保守非常顽固的
and these people grew up since their youth with a strong implication they cannot see anybody eating food offered to idols
他们在年轻就受到这样的教训就是说他们不能够看到有人吃祭偶像的东西
therefore in that situation in Antioch Syria and Cilicia
所以在这些安提阿叙利亚跟基利加这三个地方
If the Gentile Christian eating food offered to the idol in Antioch, Syria and Cilicia 99% probability they would offend the Jew
所以在这三个地方的外邦人他们如果吃祭偶像的东西他们有 99% 的可能去侵犯到这些犹太人
The principle is idol is nothing so it's okay for Christian to eat food offered to idols
原则是说偶像不是什么吃祭偶像的东西并不是什么
However if eating would offend anybody then abstain from eating
可是如果你吃既有像的东西是侵犯人，使人跌倒，就不可以吃。
In a situation in Acts chapter 15,
在第一个情况，在使徒行传第十五章里面。
In Antioch, in Syria, in Cilicia,
在安提阿、叙利亚跟基利加。
The probability of offending Jew is 99%.
可能去侵犯到这些犹太人有 99%。
Therefore, the precept is don't eat.
所以他的命令就是说不要去吃。
Okay, don't eat.How about in Corinth?
在哥林多是怎么样的情形呢？
In Corinth, the situation is different.
在哥林多这个地方情形不一样。
First, the ratio between Gentile and Jew in Corinth is not so big.
在哥林多犹太人跟外邦人的比例不是很大。
In Antioch, Syria, Cilicia, about close to about 40 or 50% of the population are Jew.
在安提阿、叙利亚跟基利加有40%-45%以上是犹太人。
In Corinth, the ratio of Jews to Gentiles are so low. There's very few Jews living in Corinth.
在哥林多，犹太人是非常非常的少。
Not only that,
不止这样。
Another thing,
有另外一件事情。
Corinth is a harbor city.
哥林多是一个港口。
And you know, usually people living in harbor city are more liberal, right?
在港口住的人的他们思想比较新潮派，
比较开化一点，
比较开化。
OK, therefore in Corinth,
所以在哥林多这个地方
，the Christians eating food offered to the idols may or may not offend you.
所以在哥林多地方吃祭偶像的东西，可能或者是会或者不会去侵犯到别人。
Almost the probability is 50-50.
也许50%，一半一半。
Therefore, the precept we have there is, yeah, you may eat, provided if that will offend anybody.
所以他的命令是说，你要吃也可以，不过你不可以使别人跌倒或者侵犯别人。
Therefore, we find even within New Testament, this is a very important principle of understanding the Bible.
所以我们即使看到在新约时代，我们也必须要更多明白关于圣经的记载。
Namely, the absolute principle in the Bible is never changed.
最主要的是圣经里面绝对的原则是永不改变。
The principle in the Bible is absolute, is never changed.
圣经里面的原则是绝对的，是永远不改变。
However, when this absolute principle is applied to different situations,
可是当圣经的绝对的原则应用在不同的情况下面
it end up with different precepts.
所以可能结果有一些不同的命令。
However, our problem is this. Many times, Bible just tells us the precept without giving us the principle behind it.
常常我们看到圣经里面给我们的命令，可是没有告诉我们命令后面的原则。
Let me say again. Many times in the New Testament epistles, they give us precept without giving us the principle behind it.
让我再说一次，在很多时候，在新约使徒书信里面，常常告诉我们命令，没有告诉我们命令后面的原则。
Therefore, we need to find, we go from the precept to find, to look into that particular situation in the Bible to find out the principle behind it.
然后我们去实行。
Let me tell you one joke.
我告诉你一个小笑话。
If we do not go through this process of evaluation,
如果我们不经过这个分析
we may be observing the precept but which is against the principle.
我们可能听从圣经的命令，可是违反圣经的原则。
Let me tell you, when I say joke, it's a joke, at the same time it's also a fact.
这个笑话也是一个事实。
During the Protestant Reformation,
在
宗教改革的时候，
改教的时候，
John Calvin was strongly against division between clergy and laity practiced by Roman Catholic Church.
John Calvin 他很反对在教会里面的圣职的跟妇女的
不是。
就
是对这个天主教里面呢，把这个神职人员呢，就是那一些他们所谓神父啊，有人叫神父啊 ，anyway， 中文有时候把它翻成神父，就是这些神父啊，他们要跟平信徒分得很开。OK， 那里的 so-called priest of the church in Roman Catholic Church， priest and the layman are radically separated。
对，他们讲到教会里面的教士跟平信徒是很分得很清楚。
However， John Calvin and Luther， Martin Luther， they all claim in the New Testament they talk about universality of universal priesthood of all the believers， namely all of us。We don't have to go through this priest. We can have the free access to God.
可是 John Calvin 跟马丁路德他们都赞成说，在新约圣经记载里面，所有的信徒都是可以直接到神的面前与神有交通。
In order to remove this distinction between this priest and the layman, John Calvin insisted.The Protestant minister, particularly Presbyterian minister, should wear the same dress as the ordinary people.
为了要达到去除这个中间的阻隔，所以 John Calvin 特别提到说，这些教会里面的这些负责的人必须穿的衣服跟平信徒一样。
At that time, the Roman Catholic priests dressed differently from the regular people.
在那个时候，罗马教的教士穿着衣服跟平信徒都不一样。
So John Calvin insisted the clergy, the pastors in Presbyterian Church should wear the student uniform of University of Geneva.
甚至在John Calvin 他说，特别在长老会里面，他们圣职的人员必须要穿着跟当时的大学里面
日内瓦大学的学生
日内瓦大学
一样。So that the purpose is that there is no distinction in appearance between ordained ministers and lay people.
所以让他们能够知道说暗牧的人的跟平信徒并没有两样。
Therefore, at the time, the ordained pastors in Presbyterian Church wear identical, same uniform as the student at Geneva University.
所以那个时候在暗牧的圣职人员穿的跟Geneva 那个大学穿的学生的制服完全一样。
After 300-400 years later,
经过三四百年以后
，Today we are not wearing, we do not wear the uniform of Geneva University students.
今天我们并没有穿着 Geneva 大学的学生的制服。
Now some Presbyterian ministers say, "Well, John Calvin asked us to wear that kind of uniform, so today they wear that kind of uniform of Geneva University students uniform."
所以今天有一些长老会的圣职的牧师，他们说当时 John Calvin 叫我们穿那个制服，所以他们今天还穿，有些人还穿 Geneva 大学学生的制服。
But our ordinary person we dress differently.
就是平常的人都不穿那个衣服。
As a result,
结果呢
？Many Presbyterian ministers are wearing different dress from our ordinary people.
所以结果使得长老会有一些牧师穿的衣服跟一般人穿的衣服就不一样。
What is the end result?
这是结果是什么
？Namely, these Presbyterian ministers,
特别是这些长老会的牧师们
，they observe the precept of John Calvin.
他们就遵照John Calvin 给他们的命令。
But in doing that, they go contrary to the intent.What's the principle of John Calvin?
为了这样子做，他们反而跟 John Calvin 所说的原则去相反。
You get that?
你没有。
Therefore, for that reason, in applying biblical data, we need to go through this kind of analysis.
所以必须要知道圣经的原则，我们就必须要经过这些分析。
Otherwise, we will be doing something like this Presbyterian minister.
我们如果没有这样做，我们就好像这个长老会的牧师一样
，keeping the precept, but contrary.To the unchanging absolute principle of the Bible.
遵照命令，可是却违反命令后面的原则。
Now I have a question.
我现在有一个问题。
In 9:30, how late do you want to stay?
你要讲，要我讲到多晚？
12. But seriously, I tell you how much more I want to go.
我告诉你我还要讲多少。
Just on the basis of the New Testament ethics, still this much.
还有这么多。
Did I scare you? Hallelujah, on go. Shall I talk about another one? Let's try another one.
我们试试看讲另外下一点。
Yeah, and if you get tired, we quit. Otherwise, I may continue.
假如不累的话，我们就继续一直讲。
Okay. So we know that in applying biblical data, we need to distinguish between principle and precept.
所以在应用圣经的记载，我们必须要分辨原则跟命令。
Now let me emphasize. Yeah, another thing I want to say, I forgot.
好，我要讲另外一件重要的事情。
Okay, there is a great difference between what Bible talk about applying absolute and changing principle to different situations.
在圣经里面所提到如何应用在完全的原则，运用在不同的情况里面。
This is different from situation ethics propagated.By Joseph Fletcher.
这个跟
Fletcher 是一个大学的教授啊，他鼓吹 situation ethics. I'll tell you what is a situation ethics, maybe that help you to translate it. I don't know how to translate it either.
就有一个 Fletcher 大学教授所提倡的一个按照情况所渐进演进的。
Okay, according to situation ethics, the way he talks, there is no principle for ethics.
他所说就是说没有伦理上面没有什么原则。
There is nothing absolutely right or wrong.
没有说完全对或完全错的事情。
Namely, what is right, what is wrong, depend upon the situation completely.
他说对错都根据当时的情况。
According to his way of saying, just what is loving is okay, no matter what.All kind of situation, in all kind of different situations, what is loving is good.
在他所说的情况里面，不论在任何情况里面，爱是绝对是正确的，
只要爱就好了，其他不管。对不对？不要问。Okay, don't ask about right or wrong. Now, the situation ethics is radically different from what we talk about in the Bible application.
在这一派学说所讲的跟圣经里面所说的原则有很多不同。
One problem is over here he said there is no absolute principles.
在这里所说这个人所说没有一个绝对的原则。
But in the Bible there's always talk about absolute and changing principles there.
可是圣经里面常常讲到不改变的基本的绝对的原则。
Okay, again in situation ethics he talks about love, but the love he talks about is just contentless, nothing. No content at all.
在这一派学说里面讲的爱就是没有什么内容。
All you can do is just feel like what you like to do, just so-called loving.
对，只要你做就是去爱。
But that is different from what New Testament talk about. New Testament, again, let me emphasize, New Testament has some unchanging absolute principles.
这跟圣经新约里面记载完全不一样。圣经里面在新约里面有许多不改变的原则。
And when this absolute principle is applied to different situations, it produces different precepts.
所以当这些原则运用在不同的情况里面，就产生不同的命令。
Okay, let's talk about the second. In applying biblical data to ethical issue, we need to consider another thing.
在谈到如何用这些伦理的事情，我们必须提到另外一件事情。
Okay, let me give you some example.
那我给你们一些例子。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1,
在以弗所书第六章第一节里面
，It talk about we ought to obey our parents.
在讲到说我们要听从父母。
We need to obey our parents.
我们必须听从父母。
And obeying or honoring our parents is an absolute and unchanging principle.
听从父母这是完全的，是不改变的原则。
However, there's another principle.
可是另外一个原则
，We need to love God.
我们必须爱神。
Under ordinary situations, ordinary conditions, loving God and obeying parents do not come into conflict.
在一般情形里面，爱神跟爱父母，既孝敬父母，没有冲突。
However,
可是
，Once in a while, once in a while,
有的时候。
You cannot obey parents at the same time love God.
你不能够同时又听父母的又爱神。
Those two principles come into conflict.
有时候会有冲突。
In that situation, what do you do?
在那种情况里面怎么办？
We have to be very sick.
我们必须要实践。
很现实实际 ，OK。Sometimes it happens。
有的时候确实它要发生。
When that happens， 或小绿度，
这件事情发生的时候，你要怎么办
？Therefore, New Testament talks about。
所以在新约里面，他就讲到。
Of ethical principles，
就讲到经文里面伦理概念的层次
，or you can talk about the lesser of the evils，
或者是比较不恶的，
比较比较小的恶 ，OK， lesser of the evils。Now， let me put this way， to disobey your parents is evil，
不孝敬父母是错的，是恶的。
Let me say that again, particularly young people, to disobey parents is evil。
特别是年轻人，对你们再讲一遍，不孝敬父母是绝对不对。
Also, to disobey God is evil。
不去爱神也是不对，也是恶。
And when those two principles come into conflict，
那这两个原则有冲突的时候
，What shall we do？
我们要做什么
？The New Testament tells us we ought to choose the lesser of the evil。
圣经里面说你要拣选那小的恶。
Let me give you another example。
给你们另外一个例子。
In Matthew。Matthew 12:5，
在马太十二章第五节。
Matthew 12:5。Now in the Old Testament period of time, the Jews were supposed to observe to keep Sabbath law。
在新约时代，在犹太人必须
旧约时代，
犹太人必须遵守安息日的律法。
Namely, on the Sabbath day, they should not do any kind of work。
在安息日，他们不可以做任何工作。
However, priests on Sabbath day they have to perform some kind of duty in temple.
可是，在祭司在安息日还要在会堂里面做他们的责任职分。
Priests cannot say, "Okay, today is Sabbath day, therefore I don't want to do anything."
所以，祭司不可以说今天安息日，所以不去做任何的事情。
They have to do their work.
他们必须做他们的工作。
And in doing their work, they violate the Sabbath law.
他们做这些工作，他们就犯安息日的律法。
And Jesus said, "You know, the priests profane Sabbath in the temple on Sabbath day."
你知道，主耶稣说，你知道祭司在安息日里面，在会堂里面犯安息日的律法。
Well, let me give you another example. In John 7:22, Jesus said this.
甚至另外一个例子，在约翰福音第七章二十二节。
In order to keep Sabbath, on Sabbath day, they are not supposed to work.
为了守安息日，在安息日不可以工作。
However, God also gave the command to the Israel, namely, when their boy is 8 days old, they should circumcise their son.
在旧约有另外一个律法，就是当他们男孩子生下第八天要守割礼。
But if that boy 8 days happened to be on Sabbath,
如果第八天刚好是安息日
，What they do？
他们怎么办
？Jesus said, "You ought to have been circumcised."
还是要守去行割礼。
Even though in performing circumcision you desecrate Sabbath，
虽然行割礼这件事情可能触犯安息日。
Let me give another example。
另外一个例子
，First Peter 2:13，
在彼得前书第二章
，Peter himself wrote，
彼得自己说。
We ought to subject to every human institution.
我们要为主的缘故顺服人一切的制度。
Let me say again. First Peter 2:13. Peter said, "We ought to subject to every human institution."
彼得前书彼得说，你们要顺服人的一切制度。
Then in Acts chapter 4.
然后在使徒行传第四章
，verse 19.
第十九节。
And Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
使徒行传五章二十九节。
Over there, Peter was preaching in temple.
彼得在会堂里面教训人。
圣殿。
在圣殿里面教训人。
The high priest captured him and said, "I order you from now on not to speak in the name of Jesus."
大祭司来捉住他说，命令你从今以后不能再传。
On one hand, Peter said, "We ought to obey human institution."
彼得说，在一方面我们必须遵从人的制度。
Yet over here, the high priest told Peter not to preach in the name of Jesus any longer.
所以这个大祭司告诉彼得说，你不能再传耶稣。
What did Peter say?
彼得说什么
？Peter said, "It is more important to obey God than to obey you." So in obeying God, they disobey human authority.
在听从神的里面更比听从人更重要，所以在听从神的里面，他们就不听从人的制度。
Now to disobey human institution is evil.
在违反人的制度是恶的。
To disobey God is evil.
违反神也是恶的。
But to disobey the human institute is a lesser, is less evil than disobeying God.
在违反人的制度的恶比违反神的恶要小。
Therefore, Peter chose that way.
所以彼得就拣选。
So in obeying God's command, he disobeyed human institution.
他就拣选听从神的命令，他就不听从人的制度。
Let me give you two more examples for Old Testament.
给你两个另外的例子。
You remember in Exodus chapter 1.The Pharaoh of Egypt commanded the Hebrew midwives to kill every male baby, right?
法老王就命令埃及的收生婆要把所有以色列的男子要杀掉。
The Pharaoh told these Hebrew midwives that when you go to help midwives to help the Hebrew women, if the baby is male, just kill him right away.
法老命令那个收生婆说，假如你去收生希伯来人，假如生下是男的，就马上把他杀死。
You know what this midwife did?
你知道收生婆她怎么做吗？
They disobeyed Pharaoh.
他们没有听从法老的命令。
Then Pharaoh called them in and said, what happened?
所以法老叫他们说来，说问他们怎么搞的。
They told a lie.
他们说了一个谎话。
To disobey Pharaoh is evil.
违反法老是恶的。
To tell a lie is evil all the time.
说谎任何时候都是错的。
However, to kill Hebrew male baby is greater evil.
可是要杀以色列的男丁是更大的恶。
Therefore, they chose the lesser of evil.
所以他们拣选那小的恶。
Therefore, they disobey Pharaoh.
他们没有，他们违反法老。
They told a lie.
他们甚至说谎。
And they let the male baby of Jewish male baby live.
他们让希伯来的男孩能够存活。
And Exodus Torah, 出埃及地。
在出埃及地。
God bless them.
神就祝福他们。
Not because they told a lie, but in spite of the fact that they told a lie.
不是因为他们说谎，是虽然他们说谎，说谎。
Let me give you another example.
好，让我给你们另外一个例子。
Joshua chapter 2.
在约书亚记第二章。
You remember the harlot Rahab?
你记得那个妓女拉合？
Two Jewish, two Israelite spies went into her brothel.
在两个侦探，两个探子到那个耶利哥城去。
甚至到拉哈的家里，
到拉哈的家，
就是那个妓女户。But anyway, they went there.
他们就到那个地方去。
The office of Jericho knew about that.
当时耶利哥的官就知道这件事。
Therefore, these officers went to Rahab.
所以他们就去到拉哈的地方。
Hunt out those two spies from Jew, for Jewish spies.
他们叫交出那两个探子来。
You know what Rahab did?
你知道拉合怎么说？
Rahab took those spies, hide them somewhere in their annex and cover them.
他拉合带他们到房顶去藏起来。
And then Rahab told a lie.
然后拉合说一个谎话。
To the officers of Jericho.
跟耶利哥的官员来找他们的说。
Yes, two spies did come.
他说两个探子确实是来了。
However,
可是
before the door, the gate was closed, they already gone.
城墙还没有关门以前，他们已经离开了。
Therefore, why don't you run after them?
你就出城去找算了。
And that way, he get the officer. He told a lie and somehow send the officer away.
所以找他们的人就离开拉合，就去出去了。
And in that, by means of telling a lie, Rahab saved the life of those two spies.
因为拉合说了这个谎话，就救了当时的那两个探子的生命。
And God blessed Rahab.
神就祝福拉合。
And as a matter of fact, Rahab became one of the ancestors of Jesus Christ.
甚至拉合是主耶稣的派系的家谱里面的之一。
耶稣从拉合的祖孙生下来。Okay. Now, look. To tell a lie is always wrong.
我们知道讲说谎话总是错的。
Okay. Keep in mind, to tell a lie is always wrong.
要记得我们说谎话永远是错的。
That's evil.
是恶的。
However, to harm those two spies kill is also evil.
可是让这两个探子被杀也是恶的。
Therefore, in that dilemma,
在那彷徨不定的时候，
没有 dilemma 怎么说？没有话，你没有两条路走不通啊，两难之中啊。Okay, in that dilemma, Rahab chose the less of the evil.
在这两难之间，拉合就拣选那个小的恶。
And God bless her.
神就祝福这个祝福拉合。
Now, in our daily life,
在我们日常的生活里面
，if you're honest enough,
如果你真是诚实。
If you're realistic enough,
真的是实际。
Many times, often we run into that kind of trouble, that kind of dilemma.
我们常常遇到这种举棋不定的两难的事情。
Then at that time, the principle, the direction of the Bible is to choose the lesser of the evil.
然后我们按照圣经里面的原则，我们拣选那小的恶。
I guess it's rather late, so we just wait till tomorrow to talk about the rest.
然后明天我们继续把剩下三点。
And I think we start to talk about these basics tomorrow. Maybe I give you some time for you to ask me questions or to challenge me.
也许我让你们有点时间问一些问题来拷问我。
I don't mean now, but maybe tomorrow. And then we start to talk about these specifics.
然后我们可以来讲到我们所说特别的事情。
About this, or I mentioned about this abortion, about euthanasia, about woman's role, and about this. I know some of you are interested in this issue of the premarital sex, so I promise I'll deal with that issue before weekend is over.
然后我们聚会完以前，我答应你们我要讲这些事情，特别我知道有些人对于青年的年轻婚前的性问题，我也要讲一些。
Okay, let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you tonight.
我们今天晚上我们感谢你。
For us to look at these basics of New Testament ethics.
那我们看到新约里面的这些伦理的事情。
We do pray that Thy Spirit will help us.
我们求主的圣灵帮助我们。
To comprehend these basics.
能够明白这些基本。
And not only understand it, but we can begin to apply these.
不但明白，也能够让我们应用这些原则。
So that we can really discern your will.
那我们能够分辨主的旨意。
And live according to your will.
也能够按着主的旨意生活。
Because if we live according to your will,
因为我们若按着主的旨意生活，
we will be the happiest.
我们是最高兴的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.